Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we've been having a great conversation this week with Randy Hartman. He is the new executive director of Assurance for Life Ministries here based in Central Kentucky in the Lexington area. And Randy came on board the team in October, and a lot of excitement, has a great personal story that we talked about on Tuesday. So I hope you'll go to our website, hopeishere.today.org. That's hopeishere.today.org, and hear about his journey of faith. And he knows what it's like to hurt, and he's experienced life and in many different forms and facets. And I think you'll really be moved by his story. And so I hope you'll go to our website, check that out, hopeishere.today.org. And then yesterday we talked a little bit about what Assurance for Life is. Just a wonderful, wonderful ministry. And, Randy, for those that maybe missed yesterday, could you just kind of give us a little brief description of what Assurance for Life is? And then we're going to dive into maybe the deep end of the pool a little bit.
So the quick and dirty is that Assurance for Life, we are a pregnancy resource center. We're a specialized medical clinic. It's a pregnancy resource center based in Lexington, serves Fayette, Jessamine County, with offering services, medical, emotional, spiritual care to those that are going through unplanned and difficult pregnancies. So people that come in the midst of it, I say, Assurance is a place to breathe. It's a place to come in when you're in panic and breathe and make a calm, reflective decision about what you're going to do with the child that's inside you.
Wonderful, wonderful ministry. It's been around since 1984 and just made a really, really big difference and a safe place. So make sure you check out their website, assuranceforlife.org. Well, obviously, a hot topic in our country is, this abortion. And what is the state of abortion right now in the United States, Randy?
Yeah, let me say that. There's different ways that you can kind of answer that question, right? I mean, I think a lot of if you're going to scour the news, you're going to see it mostly at a political level, right? A political national level. And, the reality is since Roe v. Wade, the toppled abortions are up, procedurally, they're outlawed in certain states or restricted in certain states. And Kentucky is one of those states where, you can no longer go and you can get an abortion procedure. We'll see what happens in the future with that, how that changes. I think politics changes all across the board. But I think some people got really excited when Roe v. Wade fell and thought, okay, well, this is the end of abortion in the U.S. And the reality is it's not, so we see some trends, a lot of trends, including like people that come in and, they're looking to go out of state for it, this is a big one. In fact, today is a big day with Dr. Christina Francis and Aplog, who are standing before the Supreme Court to talk about the abortion pills being shipped across state lines and so forth. And so that's one of the trends that we're seeing too, is, abortion pills being accessible through, across state lines, through the mail, putting them in cabinets for future use, things like that. Those are two of the kind of the biggest trends that are changing. Self-managed abortions or chemical abortions that are happening in homes, those are things that we don't really even have a great sense of. There's no hard data on that. We have some rudimentary data about how much that's shifted, but I think the reality is that if there's been some reductions in procedural abortions, the self-managed abortion numbers have actually gone up, which ultimately I think speaks to the veracity of pregnancy resource centers and why we need these kind of centers rather than relying on politics to solve our problems.
You've talked about it on a national level. What about here in the state of Kentucky?
Yeah, in the state of Kentucky right now, abortion is illegal. But like I said, the trends are that we have surrounding neighbors, right? Ohio's not that far off where you can shoot up there and you can get them. And in fact, there's stories and stuff like that of organizations and, even the government sometimes taking people across state lines to receive this. So, what I don't want people to do is to think, because Kentucky has restricted abortion or it's made it illegal, that abortions don't happen here, They are. And so there still is a need for people that are involved in crisis pregnancies, unplanned pregnancies, to do work. You know, the politics around this will always change. I say the one thing that won't change is the fact that people will always walk through our doors, and people will always walk through church door, you know, in moments of crisis saying, this isn't where I expected myself to be. I need help. That will never change.
Well, that is so, so true, and glad that Assurance is there to provide a safe place. You know, Randy, you hear a lot about abortion rights and the politics around abortion news. What is Assurance's role in all of this?
Yeah, so Assurance's role is to be there for the individual, right? We're not a political force. We don't really want to get engaged in that. And I think that's a danger when pregnancy resource centers say, hey, let's get engaged in the politics side of things. Because I think that can be very attractive, but it can also be highly distracting for the work that you do, right? So, you know, you have individual, what we call micro-level work, and you have macro-level work, you have meso-level work, micro, macro, and meso. Meso is kind of in the middle. The micro work is the client-facing work. This is counselors that are working one-on-one with somebody. These are nurses or these are doctors that are working one-on-one with people. When we're talking about stuff at a national and a political level, the trickle-down for that rarely impacts the individual conversations that we have, you know. Those are sound bites, right? Those are, you know, big statements that get made. It's not unusual for us to find ourselves in the mud and the muck of somebody's life and walking through that mud and that muck and that trauma and the pain and the loss and all of that with people. And, you know, that is the role of these kind of resource centers, is to be there for the person, irrespective of whatever else is happening around, you know. Again, you can think of it like your primary care physician, you know, your individual doctor. You want a relationship with your doctor. You want your doctor to know you personally. That's part of having a PCP, is that they are involved in the specifics of who you as an individual are. Your specialist somewhere is off there. He just, you know, he sees you, you're a contract, you know, you're in and you're out, right? But the PCP is the person who develops that relationship with you. And because they know you so intimately, because they get to know you at a very personal level, they're able to walk alongside you in the little things that you face in life. And that's the role of our nurses. That's the role of our counselors, is to walk with individuals, not get into the other stuff.
Well, I love that. I think there is a big, like you said, difference. I know Family Foundation does a lot with the political end things, but you're right there on the front lines to help the ladies. And also, as we talked about yesterday, they also have resources to help men that are in that series. And then for ladies that unfortunately maybe just, you know, made a difficult decision to have an abortion, they also have services there to help those ladies with healing and processing that. So lots of great things going on in Assurance for Life. Randy, what are some of the ways people can support the work of, you know, a place like Assurance and pregnancy resource centers?
Yeah. So I say that there are really three ways. And this, you know, when I took this role in October, I spent several months actually kind of asking God, like, what is the vision? You know, what am I supposed to be asking people for? You know, I don't want to go out and as we're a nonprofit and we rely on, you know, the financial support of others, you know, I don't want to sit here and say, hey, support us, support us, support us, support us, right? We need the support. But I've also said, you know, where we go, we want to be able to show people, like, hey, you know, if you can support us, how can we support you? So first of all, you know, thinking through that question, it's like, hey, if this is something that's on your heart, on your mind, that this is something that you are passionate about, like, you know that, like, the pregnancy resource centers are also here to kind of support the church, right? We're here to support the church. We're here to support others that are walking alongside this. If you have walked alongside this, and I've seen this happen with churches that we've gone to work with and to kind of represent our organization, sometimes the conversations end up being, like, very revealing. And we've had some people that we've worked with that ultimately it's like, well, we were coming to you to ask for support, and now we get to have this relationship around maybe a past abortion that this person has gone through, or they have family that's walking through this. So we want to be a resource to the church. Mm-hmm. I've also said, like, there are three specific ways that we need support. Number one, Assurance and pregnancy resource centers need prayer, right? That's the bottom line. Number one thing that we need to support. As we support others, we're asking you to support us in prayer, right? Also, praying for our clients. And pretty much every single day, we don't know who the clients are that are going to be coming through our doors. We don't. We maybe know a name, but we don't know a face. We don't know a history. We don't know a story. And hopefully, like I said, in that micro realm, we get to know all of that, and we get to walk through them with them through this journey. But typically, when we first meet somebody, we don't know them from anybody else, you know? But that is okay, because we do know that there is one who does know them, right? Intimately so. More intimately than we ever will, right? Amen. So pray for our organization, pray for our staff, right? Because burnout is real. But also pray for the clients who will walk through our doors tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day after that. Because again, as I said, that won't change. The second thing that I'm asking for, and I think this is true for other pregnancy resource centers, is we need pragmatic support and financial support. Pragmatic support is this, right? I have a social work background, right? I'm connected with social working fields and agency fields, right? We have situations that come up all the time where we need to be able to call on somebody to say, hey, you're an expert in this, right? Or you have connections here, and we want to be able to call you and say, hey, can you help us out with this trouble? Because there is a clock that's ticking, right? The biological clock is ticking there, especially for a lot of people in crisis. So networking, you know, if you are connected with somebody who's passionate about this kind of issue, we want to get to know them, right? We want to reach out to them and explain to them what we do. You know, then the financial support is a big component to this, because pregnancy resource centers are almost always 100% funded through donors and those who are willing to give, right? There's a few grants out there that we can kind of go after, but not too much, right? So we are heavily reliant upon people saying we can give towards this organization. And again, if this is something that resonates with people, like, we want to introduce you to the work. We want to build that relationship with you. If you're able to write a $1,000 check, you know, or a $10,000 check, like, that supports the work that we do, that helps us reach people that are in need and bring them through our doors. The third thing is this: I'm asking people to engage others around them, because what's going to happen this next year in particular is that this issue will get thrown up and cast up into the macro level field of national politics. And what that does to people is that it can get them really afraid of talking about it, right? Because everything becomes political. So I'm asking people to resist that urge, right? To just confine something to this area that nobody wants to go, right? Especially pastors. This is a hard issue for pastors, right? And it's so wrapped in politics. We are really asking people to do, you know, like I said at the beginning, take a deep breath in the panic mode of our culture, breathe, and then talk about this, because the reality is that this is typically an individual issue. It's not, I mean, politics has its play and its role, but typically the thing that's not going to change are the people that are going to walk through our doors in moments of crisis. So engage people around that. Right? Engage people around that. Take somebody out for coffee and say, I just want to hear your heart. Take somebody who's had an abortion out and get to know their experience. You know, what is that? What was that like for you? Get people out of the boxes of shame. So pray, support, and engage are those three ways.
Well, I can't believe we're out of time, but it's been a great, great 3 days with Randy Harbin. He's the Executive Director of Assurance for Life Ministries. Please go check out their website for more information, assuranceforlife.org. That's assuranceforlife.org. For Randy Harbin, I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Did you know that Hope Is Here is also available on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter? You can find all of these at Hope Is Here Lex. Also, check out the daily 1 minute Cup of Hope, available on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, that helps you keep your cup hopeful. To find out more information, go to our website, www.hopeishere.today.org. That's www.hopeishere.today.org.